This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Singapore, we've covered the Pink Dot rally in Singapore. It's held each year in June in their big community park. It's the only place that you're allowed to hold protests and things like that in Singapore. Well, of course, with COVID-19, unfortunately, it's not going ahead as a rally, but they had this idea of running an online event and encouraging people to light up their houses. Of course, if you've been to Singapore, there's quite a lot of units and things, so light up their houses, their units, with pink lights. So maintain the concept of sharing the pink, making Singapore a pink city, but doing it all online. Now, whilst that tastes, I think it's a sensational idea, there is online opposition. In fact, a couple of petitions have been circulating, garnering over 25,000 signatures to try and prevent this. And it has forced the government, in fact, to come out and make a statement that's kind of hitting both ways. They certainly have said there is nothing illegal about what is being done here, which is a start, but they also reinforced the relevance of the traditional family within Singapore society. Our very good friend at Ooga Chugga, the LGBT counselling service there, Yung Fa, said the petitions were unkind and uncharitable in an inclusive, diverse society like Singapore.
It's interesting how Singapore tries to sit on the fence on LGBT matters. Like,
very much so, yes.
Yeah, they still talk about the traditional family, but they don't want to hit the LGBTI population. But I just wonder if that's because they don't want to be seen to be more about reputation, more about than actually caring about people's rights.
Could well be.
It's legal is certainly a bit of a depressing defense, isn't it? There's a difference between obviously like them saying that something is legal and that something is within society at all okay. But I mean, you know, I guess you could take what you get. It's better than, you know, this is an abomination and, you know, what you get and what you could be hearing.
Indeed, and from one country where it is currently illegal to a country that has just changed their laws. Shannon, yeah. You've been looking at Gabon.
Yeah, so the Gabonese Democratic Party, it rules both the House and the Senate, just passed in the lower house to decriminalise homosexuality. It was actually, I mean, it is obviously very hard to be a part of the queer community in that country. No question about it, but it is actually a bit better, a bit easier than in some of the countries around it. And it was a country that didn't criminalize homosexuality until last year. So there was like a bit of a within society it wasn't as great, but legally it was okay. But they have, it should pass the Senate soon. So that's good news.
We seem to be gradually chipping away from those 70-odd countries that still criminalise homosexuality.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, often the law is one of the first things that then change the society.
Stefan, you have been chasing an interview in Russia, but you've got some Russian news in the meantime?
Yes, so in Russia it's quite difficult for the LGBTIQ community in terms of what happened and the risks, and especially the risk is not so much for being gay, but it's about disseminating pornography and if there are minors in any audience, you can be charged and sent to prison. So And this week, the Russian police detained more than 30 people, most of them women, and they were staging protests in Moscow against charges of pornography, and the charges of spreading pornography were alleged. And so it is different because you can have up to 6 years in prison. And this is what LGBTIQ activists are facing in Russia. And especially in the context at the moment, they're voting to prolong the mandate, I don't know, that's loosely the dictatorship of Putin for another 36 years or so. And the vote was this week. So there's been protest around that, and obviously they're using other reason to detain people. But we'll hear more about Russia next week.
Yeah, I don't think they're extending his leadership for 36 years. I think they're extending it to 2036.
Oh, sorry.
Slightly shorter.
Yeah, just 16. Yes,
they're removing term limits, so it's but still, it's a scary prospect, and that's the reason we really wanted to speak to somebody inside Russia to get a feel for how much of a threat they feel that is. Some good news, please, Paul. We need some good news from the UK.
Over in the UK, 12 of the surviving activists from the Gay Liberation Front have marched in London to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Yes, we do actually have organisations that are 50 years old in the LGBTI community. They followed the route that normally is taken by the Pride in London, but of course that's been cancelled this year due to the coronavirus. Now, they didn't open up the march to other LGBTI plus communities just to comply with the social distancing regulations and also to protect the veterans. Now, these people are in their 70s and 80s, so you can understand that they want to keep the virus away from them. However, they did have a small group of people join them in support. Now, the Gay Liberation Front was formed in 1970 and has been credited as being the beginning of the modern LGBT plus movement in the UK. And it was founded by someone we've actually interviewed, Peter Tatchell. He was one of the founding members, and he was
quite
on
a legend.
The walk. Now, there was a Black Lives Matter protest in Hyde Park at the same time, and I believe they both met up at Hyde Park.
Again, we see those intersectionalities coming with the Black Lives Matter movement and other minorities, including the LGBTI community. That's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.